Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you live from the studios of Waves of Glory. And I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning to you. It's a marvelous day in the kingdom of God. I'm delighted to be back here with you again. I've been on a short sabbatical, at least from the Blog Talk Radio scene, but we are back today and we are back on a mission. And so I welcome you to Waves of Glory to this Money Talks series. This is going to be part one of Money Talks. Now, why are we going to get into this? When I just got back from a trip to Chicago, ministering there to the divine women of divine purpose. And when I returned from Chicago, I had a dream. And in the dream, an African woman spoke to me. This is what she said: tell the people about money. If you don't tell the people the truth about money, they will never break free from the spirit of poverty. And I instantly woke up. I know without a shadow of a doubt that this is the call of the Lord for my life, is to speak to the body of Christ concerning the matter of money in our midst. I know that it's not a popular subject, or for those of us who do talk about money, we tend to endure ridicule and mockery and name calling and misunderstanding. But nevertheless, there is a group of people in the body of Christ who want to hear the truth about money. According to this prophetic voice that spoke to me in the midnight season, when you speak about money, when you know the truth about money, the truth will what? Make you free. And so in the body of Christ, we are seeing a bit of lack and insufficiency. How do I know? Because I'm ministering alongside of someone every day who is asking people for prayer requests. These are people who are children of the Most High God. What is your most urgent need? And 9 times out of 10, they will say, I need finances. I need God to bless me financially. I need God to help me. And then the second most requested prayer is prayer for healing. Now, we are the children of the Most High God, and we know without a shadow of a doubt that Christ bore stripes for our healing. We are told in the Word of God, by His stripes we are healed, with His stripes we were healed, so we are healed. Why then are we experiencing sickness in the body of Christ and lack in the body of Christ? It is simple, people of God, and that is because we do not know the truth about money. And so it's going to be my commission and my mission to go forth in the next several months to share with you Money Talk series. This day we're going to be talking about 3 John verse 2. This is the foundational scripture for what we're going to be talking about. And many of you who know your Bible know that 3 John verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. This is a word from the Apostle John, the very same apostle who was exiled to the island of Patmos, who was caught up in the Spirit on the Lord's day, who was caught up through the third heaven and experienced mighty powerful revelations in God. He was actually transported into heaven, and he saw marvelous things that God allowed him to come back to earth and share with us. And this is where we get the book of the Revelation even today to tell us what's going on in heaven and what's coming to pass in the coming days. But here he is pronouncing a blessing on a group of Christians that he had been ministering to. We know this is the last letter that the Apostle John is writing, or in our Bible, at least the way that it is organized, it's the last letter from the Apostle John apart from the book of the Revelation. So he is at this point speaking to the group of people who are the children of God. And for the most part, the Apostle John was called to the Jewish people who had become Christians. So they understood the pronouncing of a blessing over your life. Once the blessing was pronounced, it was then in effect, and everybody regarded it as being in effect, and they acted on it as being in effect, and they expected the results that would come forth from the pronounced blessing. So let's look at that blessing again from 3 John verse 2. He says to the church, "Beloved, I wish above all things," and this is powerful, "that you would prosper." God wants you to prosper. And what? "Be in health, even as your soul prospers." And many times in the body of Christ, we focus on our soul prospering to a degree, but our soul never reaches that particular place of prosperity because we use our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions, and we wrap our soul around the affairs of this life. We become entangled with the affairs of this life. We become entangled with even the affairs of our own lives. I'm not talking about outside of you, but in your own household. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? How shall we survive? The church is in survival mode like the rest of the world. And when I say the church, I'm not talking about a building. I'm talking about the organization, the organized body of Christ, the elite ones, the ecclesiastia, the ecclesia, as Jesus called them, the called out ones. We are entangled with the things of this world, the things of this life, when our great commission is to seek first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness. All these things will be added once we begin to rightfully, fervently, and committedly seek the kingdom of God. When the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, these are Jewish converts. They're asking him, "Teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." And Jesus began to teach them in saying, "Our Father who art in heaven," amen, not on the earth, but we are addressing the Father of heaven who is in heaven, "Hallowed be your name. God, you are holy, and holy is your name." And then he says a strange thing to them. When you pray, this is what you say: "Your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth, even as it is in heaven." Now, when we think about what John the Revelator showed us is going on in heaven, then we know that's a tall order. That's a huge prayer to ask God, to ask God to cause that which is in heaven to be manifest here in the earth. Amen. And we have to come into a complete agreement with God on what's going on in heaven. When you take a look into the book of Revelation, you see when John begins to describe the decor of heaven, that the streets are paved with gold, amen, and the walls are made of jasper and every precious stone, and the gates are made of pearl, praise the Lord. And so we know that our God is a God of opulence. He is a God of extravagance. He is a God of excellence. And then we know that his name is El Shaddai. This is one of the names that the Jewish people refer to him as, the El Shaddai. And El Shaddai means the God of more than enough. And so I just want to ask you this morning, why do you think it is that God will want you to be broke? Why would you believe that God wants you struggling from paycheck to paycheck? Why would you believe that God wants you to be sick? Why would you believe that he just wants you to barely have enough for you and your family? We are the people of the Most High God, and he wants to make a display in the earth of who he is through his people. Now, there is a one-dimensional folk in the body of Christ who just want you to be saved. Amen. That's an awesome miracle in the lives of people, is to be saved. Amen. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, to destroy the work of the evil one. But how many know that more than one, Satan has more than one work? Amen. There are many facets to the works of the evil one, but Jesus has come so that he might destroy all the work of the enemy. He himself said in John 10:10 that the enemy had come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And that's more than a spiritual death. It's a supernatural death, and it's a natural death. Because look around you. Look into your headlines on the news. We see people are killing for no reason or for unexplained reasons. They are killing one another, and when asked why, they say, I don't know. When the young man came into the beauty salon and shot his mother down like a dog, dropped the gun, and just stood there. He couldn't even call 911. His auntie had to try to get 911 on the phone as well as try to stop the bleeding. When asked, why did you shoot your mother? He said, I don't know. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's the work of the evil one. It's the work of darkness in our midst. And poverty is a work of darkness. God does not want you, his people, to operate in lack. If you continue to read the word of God, you will see that David, the king, while he was running from Saul, worshiped God with these words. And we number it as Psalms chapter 23. But this is a song that David lifted up to God. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because he understood the role of the shepherd was to take care of the needs of the sheep, to make sure they lay down in green pastures so they could prosper, so that they could flourish, so that they could multiply. Because whether you know it or not, if sheep are in a tumultuous environment, they cannot procreate. And God knows of, without a shadow of a doubt, that if your life is turned upside down, topsy-turvy, you're full of circumstance and situation, and your money is not right, it's going to be hard for you to multiply. It's going to be hard for you to flourish. And so in the name of Jesus, he has commissioned me to come into your life and to speak to you about money. So this is our foundation as we get ready to close here today. 3 John verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things, and this is a blessing he's pronouncing now, that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. When you get those three prosperities going, then you will begin to flourish in the land. Then you will be a witness for God in the arena of finances, because nobody is going to believe that you're serving a loving God and a kind God and a generous God and a good God when they see you struggling financially just like they are. They're going to want to know, what are you serving God for? In time past, the preachers would preach about the sweet by and by, that we would have a mansion in the sky. But this word of the Lord about money talks is going to teach you that God wants his kingdom to come in the earth, so that you don't have to wait till the sweet by and by, child of God. You can have heaven right here on earth. And as a matter of fact, not only can you have it, but it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom now. Let me pray for you in this last minute that we have. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the people of God. This message is for the born-again, baptized believer who loves God with everything that's in their heart. We pray for the believers today in Jesus' name, that you would grant them revelation in the knowledge of God. You would cause us to have the spirit of wisdom. You would give us knowledge of witty inventions. And God, you would cause us to have the eyes of our understanding open so that we know what is greatness of the riches of the calling that you have in our lives. I pray right now to bless those who understand, bless those who are looking for a word from the Lord concerning their financial stability, their financial ability, for you have given us the power to create wealth, that your kingdom may be established in the midst of a people called Christians who are on this earth. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. Now we are going to act like it. We are going to regard ourselves as such, and we are going to expect citizen rights from the kingdom of heaven. Father, we are on your economy today, and I'm praying in Jesus' name that you would take us all the way through this series and cause revelation knowledge to be ministered to your people. In Jesus' mighty name, this has been Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you live from Waves of Glory, and this is our Money Talk series, part 1. God bless you.